So when the guilty verdict was shared, it was like, oh my gosh, finally, you're kidding me. Justice, just all of that built up energy and exhaustion was able to release. But also, this is just one case because there are many. And this systemic racism is huge, and it's going to take more than just people of color, more than Black people, to get a handle on it, to help eradicate it, to make change.
I guess, it kind of strikes me that George Floyd's murder was this terrible event, but it generated so much conversation and so many protests, and I feel like put that issue in front of people's face more than ever. And I wonder how you feel about that and what your thoughts around that are.
So that's great that it opened the eyes of a lot of people. But we need more than their eyes to be open to what they witnessed. We need action. We talking about it is great. Standing up and with a sign condemning racism is great. But we need action. If you are a person in position of power, use your platform to make change. Connect with a Black-led organization like the Alaska Black Caucus and provide funding to help us continue the work. But not only that, stand alongside of us and be that connection for us. I mean, being about the action that is needed to make change is a whole nother ball game. Yes, it was George Floyd, but we already know again that there's going to be other George Floyds, and there already are. And until we make change at the top, we're going to continue down this path.
What sort of things is the Alaska Black Caucus working on in law enforcement and changes that you'd like to see? And how is that going? I mean, are you seeing the changes being made that you want to see, or are we on the right path? And I guess specifically, I mean, we're talking here in Anchorage about the Anchorage Police Department, but just with policing in general.
So I'm glad that the body cameras passed with the voters voting in support of securing body cameras. I think that one of the things that has to happen is the community needs to be involved in the policy and writing policy for those body cameras. When do police officers turn them on? When, I mean, just we need to be involved in that process. And then the other thing is, we need to recognize that the relationship with our police department and our communities of color aren't great. There needs to be work done in that area. We need to admit it, that we have a problem, and we need to work to improve the relationships between our diverse community groups and law enforcement.